The award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito invites you to get this with Tony Martin and Kitty Flanagan.
Good morning, everybody. Good afternoon, good evening. It's Get This. Kitty Flanagan is here just discovering that there are no individual levels on the headphones.
That's exactly what I was doing. There must be something here.
It's a bleeding air broadcast because myself and Richard Marsden are deaf. So we've been on radio for a while.
I can't believe you knew I was doing that.
Everybody does it.
Yeah, we can just recognise the body language. Hey, but let's get a program started, shall we?
Tone, why did the Buddhist monk cut his penis off? Find out.
Is that a joke or a news story?
No, real news story. Print it out, my friend.
Okay, we're going to be playing, something to do with theatre restaurants.
Yeah.
What's that about?
Sweet theatre restaurants.
All hail the beef. Kitty Flanagan spends a lot of time in the UK, so it's going to be gratuitous English accents and gore today.
Don't leave it out.
And, lots of other stuff. A very important.
Bartering for illegal download.
And broadcasting information for New Zealanders.
Oh.
It's all coming up on Get This.
I'm not going to put up with this for a minute, and I'm not going to be mealy-mouthed about it. This has to end.
Yes, that's in excess. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. It's, Get This around the nation with myself, radio hopeful Tony Martin, that man, TV hopeful Ed Cavalier.
Oh, so hopeful.
And that man pushing buttons, boudoir hopeful Richard Marsland.
And he's a rock.
Big fake round for Kitty Flanagan, who's with us. Popping in from the UK. You remember she was on Full Frontal. Now she's on, the sketch show?
Well, not really.
The UK sketch show.
That stopped being made about 4 years ago.
Right, yeah.
But it's good. It's good. It's on out here. They axed it in England.
Oh, well, we haven't got the axing yet. No. So the axing will come in a couple of years here.
Good show, though.
Yeah.
Funny show.
Yeah. Well, the first series that I wasn't in won a BAFTA, which is like their Logie.
Mm.
And then the second series that I was in got axed. And, I know, it's a big old puzzle. What changed? I don't know. What caused the axing? I can't work that out. So it's been a bit of a difficult one to deal with.
How'd you get into that?
How did I get into it?
And do you maintain an Australian accent in that show? Or
I think I do. I think that might be what got it axed.
Okay. Because I've seen you doing English accents in some things. Yeah.
I didn't mean to be. God, I'm a genius. I had no idea I was doing accent work.
We love English accents on this show. In fact, coming up on today's program,
we're going to have an eye-popping, cracking lot of kit on that stand.
It's David Dickinson, antiques valuer.
Well, he's so into the kit. Cracking, you know.
He's the orangest man on television.
He is. And didn't you know someone who lived next door to him, Ed?
John, my flatmate here, used to live next door to him in London.
What are the chances of that?
Not
how weird is that?
Well, he was stalking him, so pretty good.
That you do this show where we talk about him for ages, move in with a guy who happened to live next door to him.
It's just serendipitous. And he said that he would sit outside all year round.
Waiting for a garage sale.
Just
waiting for David Dickinson's card boot sale.
Get some old tan to rub on. That Dickinson would sit outside just in the lolly bag, catching rays all year round. The lolly bag. Just dawned on Kitty.
Welcome back.
Grabbed her head. Just keep that image in your head, Kitty.
I thought it was something kids got at the end of a party and then
sometime?
Went, no, probably,
hope not.
They do.
No, they're not getting a cracking little get. But what's your favourite accent that you hear when you're over there?
Well, probably the South Africans. Because people often think they think we all sound the same. They think that we're the same as the New Zealanders and the South Africans. And, obviously very different.
Whenever an English actor tries to do a New Zealand accent, it sounds South African.
When has that ever happened?
Welcome to Auckland.
When's that ever happened?
Oh, like really bad Sunday night BBC miniseries.
Really?
You might see a bit of that.
Even on The Simpsons, they got it a bit wrong, which I thought was disappointing.
Yeah, did they do New Zealand accent on The Simpsons?
Well, they did Australian, but it came out kind of in that weird Cockney New Zealand blend.
Yeah, it was very weird.
They liked to do.
Yeah, very high-pitched.
But see, people got offended by that Australian Simpsons episode, but it wasn't about Australia. It was about how Americans see Australia.
Yes.
Because, when they go to England, I mean, I don't think anyone really thinks everyone wears beefeater hats in England.
Oh, but they do. Haven't you been there? You're an idiot. They all wear them.
Really? Oh, no. I've only been through England. I just...
don't like travelling that time.
No, I don't.
Why is that?
Oh, I just... Movement in general doesn't appeal to me. But...
assisted or not.
I did go to Scotland and you go through Heathrow and you're queuing up and there's a very snooty English guy and there's Americans in front of us and he's going... And how long are you staying?
And then the next person, how long are you staying? And then gets the Australians and it's, and when are you leaving? Language is very subtly changed.
Yeah. Why are we going to Scotland?
For the, you know, humorous comedy festival. And the Neeps and Tarties, of course.
What's that?
It's a food stuff that's yet to be identified even
like
by the locals.
It's a lolly bag.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a lolly bag.
That's all I need. There we
Neeps,
go.
A bag of Neeps. Now, English accents, I love, we're talking about EastEnders. My wife's addicted to EastEnders.
You are too.
On Fox. Well, I'm addicted to the voices. And there's one bloke, a character.
But do you watch it every day?
Oh, no, I'm meant to tape it every day. There's trouble if I don't tape
it.
Yeah,
right, okay.
But there's so many, you know, it's on seven times a day. Yeah. And there's now UK TV 2, like in case you miss the seven plays of it, you can get it on a second channel.
Oh, thank goodness.
There's a guy on that, do you know the character Jim? And he talks like this.
Yeah.
And you're going, there's no way that's his real voice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all like, oh, God, blimey, what's going on down here?
Is he kind of some kind of confused chimney sweep type?
He's about to burst into song at any moment. And just and everything has got a slight quaver in the voice at all times. Oh, blimey, what do you call that? I'm not eating that there.
Is he dodgy?
He's always fairly dodgy. He's not as dodgy as Frank Butcher, though.
He's dodgy.
Bot kettle. Sorry. You must be surrounded by these voices all the time. They must lose their novelty.
Yeah, well, I'm quite excited coming back to watch Neighbours. You're ahead
sure
over
about
here.
That?
Yeah, okay. I am. Because I watch it over there just to kind of keep in touch and, you know, with reality. And
where is it up to?
Bouncer, like Home and Away.
Is Bouncer
up to,
gone yet? How's Mrs. Mangle going? Doesn't end well. I just want to tell you, doesn't end well for Mrs. Mangle. Yeah. Scott and Charlene, they moved to Brisbane.
There you go, people.
And if you see Daphne, tell her to watch out for Greg Fleet. Because he will eventually kill her.
He's going to have a go.
I've got a friend that's just started on Neighbours, a couple of them. And he goes, oh, mate, what do the credits, the opening credits come out? You should see me. I was like, great, all right, I'll check you out. And it came on, and he's gone Speedos in the opening titles of Neighbours.
Really?
Everyone else is dressed quite normally. And he's just standing there in a pair of Speedos.
It's always
bag out front.
It's always dodgy, you know, when you do your opening titles shot because you, like in the sketch show, what did you do in the opening credits?
Well, that wasn't as bad. I think the worst one for me was Full Frontal. That was my first ever television thing. And the first day we had to arrive and they said, okay, we're going to do some dancing for the opening credits. And I don't dance, like, even in real life. Even in drunk life, I don't dance. And so they said, do some dancing. And it's one of the most hideous things. I was about to do it and then remembered it's radio, so probably won't win.
Very visual show, this. Very visual show.
Yeah, take any
so what did you go with? Visual. Did you go for, like, understated or did you go all out?
Yeah, I went with that sort of embarrassed, I'd rather not be here kind of, what would you call this kind of movement? I guess it's a bit
I'd call that just moving your hands.
It's kind of like running. It's like running, but just with your arms.
Yeah,
that's what I did.
Slowly.
I did arm running.
Sad.
But I remember a friend of ours, Nick Buffalo, who was in country practice, Dr. Ben Green for 4 years.
Very serious role.
Just chucking a stick across a lake. Very wistfully, for 4 years in the opening credits. I always say the worst opening credit shot of any show, Sally Tomsett, who is the blonde woman in Man About the House. Cue up the theme music. I think we want that.
Oh, yes.
And her title shot was just her own ass in hot pants walking away from camera.
You know it.
And her name was supered over the ass. It should be the same for Laurie Oakes in the Sunday program credits.
Here we go.
Here he comes now.
Laurie.
Feeling like you're back in England now, Kenny?
Laurie.
How good's that?
Put something else on, a kilt, anything. Something to cover it up.
All right, what are we going to talk about? Oh, and Frank Butcher from EastEnders, he's one of our favourites. Xavier, this isn't something we've made, I'd like to point out. This is something that Xavier found on the internet for Frank Butcher fans.
This is Frank Butcher. You've probably heard of it.
My name is Frank Butcher.
All right, me old son.
Ricky! Get your laughing gear around that lot. And you listen to me, you pillock.
Ricky!
This is my car lot, boy, you pillock.
My name is Frank Butcher. All right, me old son.
Somebody's short one of my motors.
Ricky!
You pillock. This is my car lot, boy. When I rat bag slow life git.
My name is Frank Butcher.
There he is.
Does he like a headbutt, Frank Butcher?
Oh, he's a bit old for it. He'd have someone else doing the headbutt.
He seems like a headbutter to me.
Yeah.
Is that his go?
Oh.
Or is he a whacker on the head with a cane? With
he
like
never
a metal,
does.
With like a metal, like a metal goose at the top?
He doesn't
whack,
really
whack, whack.
Never does anything himself. He has the muscle to take care of that for him.
The muscle?
Yeah, the muscle.
Jeez, and a nerd spent a lot of time on that Slim Shady thing.
Yeah, it's
to be honest,
good.
Tone, you've got to wonder why.
He's But he used the word pillock. And I like pillock. That's a good, you don't often hear that out
it's
here.
A fish, yeah?
Yeah, but where was Dozy Plum?
Yeah, yeah.
He does
yeah.
like to call someone a Dozy Plum.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
A plum, that's a thing you'd put in your lolly bag.
Mm, there you go.
There we
but
go.
How does it become dozy? There's a question. But let's get this program started because it's going to be a right...
Oh,
well done, Richard.
Sorry. Denise almost. Richards has been at my computer.
Oh, almost, Rich.
Denise Richards has been at your computer.
Yeah, she threw it off a... haven't you ever heard that story?
No.
Last week, she was in trouble because she threw a personal laptop off someone off like the second floor of her building.
Hmm.
And? And what happened?
In a fit of rage. I'm not sure.
Really?
But you've got to watch those Richardses when they get into the fits of rage. Yeah. Denise, yeah. Michael...
Mm. Denise Richards from Wild Things.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think we're all remembering it now.
Great movie.
Let's just stop and think about it for a while. Okay, now we know where we are. What were you going to play for that?
It's Charlize Theron.
Okay. Right, so we're meant to all remember.
Don't let's think about Wild Things 2 for a second. Nowhere near as good.
No.
And while Rich Q's, oh, no, Wild Things 2, oh, it doesn't have the same, you know what, pool gear happening.
Mm.
All right, now let's head back to the pool scene in Wild Things Uno. Cold out.
It's a classy show, Kitty. Welcome aboard.
Yeah, but the pool's so warm.
She's looking disgusted.
You've
come all the way round to the other side of the world.
Neve Campbell's looking at me funny.
To go down the shallow end with the team from Get This.
Oh, Denise looks like she likes that Neve Campbell.
Isn't she the receptionist on GP?
Oh, dear.
Denise Richards? That?
On GP?
That's what I'm thinking of.
Denise Roberts.
Sorry.
She won't want to be compared to Denise Richards.
No. Oh. Old friend of mine. Very
although
nice
Charlie Sheen will be calling on Denise Roberts now. There's one I missed. All right, let's get a proper show started next on Get This. U2 and Green Day here at Get This. The Saints are coming around the nation. Kitty Flanagan is with us from Full Frontal from the sketch show.
Yeah, Full Frontal.
Yeah, see,
10 years ago, my career.
Yeah, but see, you don't know what's going on Foxtel. Everything old is new again.
Sure is.
You're doing other stuff. What else are you involved in the UK?
I just do stand-up over there. It's great. I come back here and everyone thinks I'm really successful. And I am, but in a really unsuccessful way.
Right.
Like, you don't have to be successful over there. You can just work the circuit because there's so many live comedy gigs.
The circuit.
Yeah.
I know.
How?
See, I even speak the talk.
Yeah, yeah. How bitchy does it get on the circuit? Come on. What's it like?
No, it's actually really easy. You know, you can work 3 and 4 gigs a night. And
wow.
I know.
What? Yeah. 3 gigs a night?
Yeah. Gee. It's great.
Yeah.
What?
And really easy gigs as well. You just do 20 minutes and then they give you cash and then you go home and that's it.
Wow.
You
being a drug dealer.
Yeah. Dealing gags.
Dealing bits.
I have a half-brother who's an aspiring stand-up comedian in Wellington, New
Zealand.
Why don't
you help him out?
I imagine the circuit is pretty huge in Wellington.
Why don't I help him out?
Yeah.
Well, because I only discovered he existed recently.
Yeah.
And secondly, he's changed his name. He's very hard to track down.
Oh,
but
right.
Aside from that, I know what you're thinking. Go to one of his gigs.
Yeah.
He's going, oh, it's really tough to get a gig. There's only one venue and they only do one night. It's a Thursday night. And I'm going, oh, well, you should go down every Thursday night. And he goes, oh, it's only one Thursday night per month.
Oh,
geez. So, and is it actually really you?
No, it's not.
Oh,
really
I thought
me.
That was this whole sort of like half brother thing. It was actually you.
Okay.
Like, and it was you kind of developing this great new act in Wellington.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Tone with a blonde wig on.
Just pretending to be my brother.
That'd be great. Doing all your blue gear.
Trouble is, he looks so unlike me.
Oh, really?
I'm really questioning whether we're related at all.
Get the test, bro. Get some blood. When he's not looking, jab him, bottle it up, send it in.
They won't accept our blood at the blood banks anymore. Because I have record iron levels.
You're the Australia's Iron Man.
I am. This is what the Iron Man looks like, Kitty. It's all in my book, Lolly Scramble. Hemochromatosis, even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, it afflicts so many Australians. I see Dave Hughes has jumped on the bandwagon now.
I thought you'd be upset at that.
Can we get a ribbon or a rubber band?
Oh,
wear
a
for
rubber
it?
Band.
One of those things.
A
what
rubber
colour?
Band.
We need some
made
sort
of iron.
Yeah, we need a song.
A band made of iron. A song.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, he's working on it now. Don't make it Nick Lachey.
Hang on.
Hello to hemochromatosis sufferers. I hope you're getting your venesections. I'll just say that to all the iron fill. It's 1 in 250 people before you start laughing. I think Susie Maroney might have hemochromatosis. And if she doesn't, I apologise.
But there's also someone else who works on this floor.
Yeah, that's right.
See my chromatosis.
Yeah. It's you can't there. Catch it. Mm.
No. What about tattoos, all the things you said?
How does that help us?
Do you know the song?
Tony and his half-brother in schoolgirl outfit.
Yeah, you know the song, Rich?
Yeah, yeah, I know the one.
He knows the video. He doesn't right. know the song.
I know the song and I know their follower. Well, there's all the things she said and not going to get us.
Not going to get us. Right, okay. The most high-pitched single ever to be released. And then they got booed off the stage at Eurovision and they broke up.
Did look, you miss not, that wasn't not, covered in the news,
look,
Kitty?
It's not entirely hemochromatosis relevant.
No.
But I'd just like to see the video again.
Just listen to this. What are we learning about Ed Cavalli?
What?
Kitty, we've learned that, firstly, he wants to see the tattoo video again. Secondly, he's seen Wild Things 2. Who the hell has seen that?
I watched Poison Ivy 3, I think, at
you're
one
joking.
Point.
Wow. Who's in Wild Things 2? Like, Bill Murray doesn't come back.
No, no one.
No Nev Campbell, Denise Richards, Trist in the swing pool. Who have they got? Who are the B-list?
No, it's...
Denise Roberts.
No,
she's doing...
It's not Denise
Wild
Roberts. No, she won't like that.
No, it's a different one.
No, it's no one you've ever heard of.
Mm.
You know?
Not up to scratch.
No.
Okay.
I know, it's the Bingle girl.
Bingle.
Lara Bingle.
Bingle.
How dare you? She's our cricket ambassador. And without her, cricket would fall apart.
Yeah.
Cricket would fall apart at the seams.
Richie Beno just is constantly leaning on her for tips. Have you noticed that?
Have you got something else for me, Lara? I don't think I can fill.
Yes, it's very controversy.
That's very controversy. That was her catchphrase for a while. Okay, so you're clearly on the chase for tail. Have a look at this picture. This is a picture in the Australian yesterday of the Pussycat Dolls.
How are they going?
Have
How's
a look at
PCD
that, Kitty.
Going?
Have
Yeah, well, to me, I don't know if you can see the picture, but it screams girl power.
Yeah.
Because having your legs wide open.
There's the woman on.
I can take on the world.
Second from the left has got one foot on the ground, the other foot pointing up at 1 o'clock, as it were.
Yep.
It's fairly unsubtle. It's fairly uncompromising.
It's actually quite clever because the usual ballet pose is the straight up sort of 6 o'clock pose, the one up at 12, one down at 6. But she's really gone beyond. She's gone to 5 past 6.
She's wound back for daylight saving. That's what she's done. But, you know, she's obviously a very good singer.
Yeah, yeah.
That's some singing skill.
I tell you what. Some of the best singing I've ever heard.
Really?
Has been... When someone's leg is, you know, just past their head.
But she's empowered.
Singing. Sorry?
She's very empowered.
Oh, she's empowered,
I think that's
all right.
That's the most important thing.
No, yes.
We've been talking about English accents.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm going to start doing Jim Foley. Send us a kick, old blimey. Leave it out.
Send us an email if you too think that Tattoo are ready for a comeback.
Mm.
I think it's still got legs, Rich.
Tattoo, I don't know. I mean, they've just released a best of. Which has to be a record. They released one album and they came out with a best of.
Really?
That's serious.
Have they actually?
Yeah, they actually have. Tattoo.
That's what I want for Christmas, Rich.
That's what we in New Zealand pioneered that. Fred Dagg, John Clark.
Yeah.
His first album was called Fred Dagg's Greatest Hits. That was like his first album. And while we're in New Zealand, we've been having requests to replay things because it's our final show for the year next Friday. And here's something we did earlier in the year. What was that film that was set in New Zealand with Anthony Hopkins riding a motorbike?
World's Fastest Indian.
Yeah.
And I saw it on the world's largest screen. Yeah, I did. Nice guy. Talks a lot. All hands. Yeah,
his correct aspect ratio, though. That's what I like
sure
about
it. It's the world's largest movie screen.
Mm.
And you have to turn your head to see all the angles like that.
Right. Yeah.
Why did I bring that up?
Because the accents. I remember you weren't that
Terrible.
Impressed by the New Zealand accents.
And my mum called me the next day and said, I'll have you know, Edward, that I have friends from Invercargill, and they said it was spot on. So, you know, it's okay that you've got a radio show, but they don't. So, you know, if you wouldn't mind quoting, you know, Jane and David and just setting the record straight, because I think it's unfair.
South African friends from Invercargill would be my guess. And we said, no, look, you know, if you want to get the accents right, this is how the movie should have gone.
He only ever wanted one thing, to be the fastest. And there's only one place in the world where you can prove it. Indianapolis, USA.
G'day, I'm from New Zealand. Is this Indianapolis?
One man against the odds.
Who the hell are you?
My name's Tim from Invercargill. and I've driven this Indian motorcycle at a terrific lick from the Beck paddock to the Big Griffin's Biscuits billboard in just 56 clicks, and after several thrills and spills, I'm fresh off the ship and committed to ripping the Indianapolis statistics to bits with my grip, spirit, skull, and most significantly, my vehicular quickness.
You're gonna break the world land speed record on that?
It's a given.
The odds were against him.
What's this you're using to attach the sidecar?
It's a kitchen hinge.
And why a sidecar for a land speed record attempt?
That's for my consistently unflappable sidekick, Phil. Hello, Tim. Hello, Phil. He's the wind beneath my wings.
Two men against the odds.
I'm unwilling to piss on your procession, Tim, but every inhabitant of Invercargill is convinced you'll be killed if your Indian motorcycle outdistances 56 clicks. Is this your opinion, Phil? My position's contradictory. I think you can win, and win big. Thank you, Phil. Thank you, Tim. You're a brick of considerable distinction.
But the odds were against them.
Do you know how fast you were going back there?
56 clicks. Now stick that in your bivouac, pig.
What?
You heard him, Lickspittle. And after significant tinkering, this Indian's going lickety-split into Indianapolis quickness history. Suck on that, Dick Licker. Let her rip, Tim. Consider it ripped, Phil.
But against all odds, would they be able to beat the odds?
We've outstripped 56 clicks, Tim. I've never witnessed such blistering rapidity. Pretty magnificent for two hicks from the sticks, eh? Those Invercargill simpletons and their unthinking misgivings will be drinking their cynicism for dinner. It's uncontestable, Tim. This definitely is the district's swiftest Indian.
The district's swiftest Indian, with Tim and Phil impendingly imminent at Village Cinemas.
But isn't a chick flick? It's the choicest film since Cole Bull.
There you go. If you'd like to hear anything else from the archives before next Friday.
Awesome tattoo.
Give us an email. Kitty, do you want to stick around and visit theatre restaurants around the nation with us?
Yes, I do, because that's where my career's headed.
Oh.
I'm going to get a job in a theatre restaurant.
We'll find you a good one.
Get this.
They want to be social workers. Go and get a job at Lifeline.
For the award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito.
Yeah, let's get this around the nation on Triple M, KOFM in Newcastle. As you surely know by now, Ed Cavalier's here, Richard Marsden's here, Kitty Flanagan is on the pack. To you who's from England, Tony Bullimore, the yachtsman. We love him out here.
Is he a yachtsman though?
How's he sort of seen in England?
Well, I don't know that he's big out there. I think they're quite happy to get rid of him every year to do the. But the other woman's big.
Who's that?
Yeah, good question.
Jordan?
Margaret Thatcher?
No,
the Queen?
She goes in boats. And by herself.
Okay, Cotty.
No. She won a few races. She's the big thing in England because, that's the sport they're all good at.
We are so good at sports
on
this show.
Solo around the world yachting.
Solo around the world yachting. Hang on.
Starts with a Y or an E.
Okay, or an E.
Yasmin Bleeth.
There we go.
Sorry, I should
Eva Longoria?
Thought of who it was before I brought it up. But she's very big and obviously,
Evanescence?
Evanescence. They're attempting the round the world yachting record.
Around the world sadness.
But that's what they're good at. You know, they won a world medal or she was.
How do you win
round
the world solo yachting? Who are you against?
Don't you remember seeing her? She did video diaries and everything, telling us that she'd been on the boat for 34 hours.
Well, I'm glad that's sorted.
Yeah.
Here's the sound again, because it's you've got to picture it. It's Tony Bullimore, comedian of the year.
Yeah, yeah.
Just give him the award now.
Amazing.
Let's hear him arriving in port again.
An abrupt end for Tony Bullimore's Indian Ocean crossing in Albany this morning.
And I have to say, you know,
you can almost hear laughing at the end of that track. You can almost hear people starting to laugh.
And a bloke gets thrown into the water spectacularly. Mm. And, you know, they have this thing where they give out awards, like the Walkley Award for the photo of the year.
Yeah.
Give it now to Nick Ellis.
Nick Ellis, you're a genius.
Is the photographer.
Because he knew. See, that's the thing. Everyone, the film cameras have pitched themselves on the other side to try
that's
and get
right.
a shot of Tony.
Bullimore, right to left. Doc on left, Bullimore approaching on right, not slowing down, crash, humour ensues.
Right, Ellis...
has got on the other side. Yeah,
he knows what's coming.
Yesterday.
He knows Bullimore can hardly get the thing started, let alone make it stop, you know?
He knows that Bullimore has a lot of trouble distinguishing between the ocean and land.
And the land.
And he has got photo of the year. It was in the Australian yesterday. It's a boat crashing into a dock and a guy flying through the air in the funniest possible way.
Congratulations, Nick Ellis, photographer of the year.
Second prize is going to go to our friend, probably from Reuters, who's given us the Pussycat Dolls work for today.
Yes.
That is an amazing stance. I mean, look, down, because it's hard to get through the text, right, because your eyes wander. But at the end, it says that at these American Music Awards, Lionel Richie played all night long.
The song, or he just played all night long?
No. How good would that have been? He played the song all night long. I'm the only one that likes it. Come on, people!
That was number one in New Zealand for months, that song.
Was it?
Yeah.
The Pussycat Dolls, though, and the women that strike these poses, I'm not saying, you know, that it's not attractive. It is, but it's when they pull these poses and then they sing songs like, yeah, don't rape me, and don't stare at my ass because I'm a gal and I'm powerful, you know, and then they're doing
that. It means that you're not going home empty-handed. You're at the Music Awards. If you don't get an award, you're going to get a $20 note down the front of your pants. At least you're going home with something.
All right, time for some music.
Really? What are you going to favour us with?
Okay, Kitty, I'll get you ready on the electrified hand clapper. Whenever you're ready. And this is a new song, Kitty. I know you've been in England. I don't know how much new music you have over there, but I've cracked it. The pop music has never heard anything of the likes of what Marsden and I are about to. Marsden, crack in with some harmonica when you feel like it needs it.
Okay.
Right? I want you to close
soon
your eyes.
Would be good soon.
Hang on a second. Yeah. I want you to close your eyes. Yeah. Just feel it. Okay? Don't count. Don't look. Just feel.
I am the music.
You are the rhythm. 2, 3, 4. This is new stuff, Kitty. No one's ever done this before.
You did do this a couple of weeks ago.
Absolutely. Perfectly timed.
And we have to stop for this bit. Here we go. Everybody, this bit.
Hey!
Okay, it's Get This Around the Nation. That's the Romantics.
Oh, yeah.
What are you pointing at, Ed?
Anna.
Oh, Anna from the phones is here.
Yay.
Give her a round, please.
Apparently, Rich doesn't think you deserve one, Anna. Yeah.
Rich calls you Bianca sometimes. Is that just on the phone late at night?
Oh, yeah.
We send messages to each other back and forth. Just
that's right, there's a little laugh.
Back and forth?
All right.
Hey, okay, don't get it.
All right, we're going to get to you in a moment. Anna Kitty Flanagan is with us. She lives most of the year in England.
Can I just, sorry to bring this up, I know you've got stuff to do, but is anyone else alarmed that tennis star Yelena Dokic has been kidnapped?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Did you talk about that?
No. Here's how ruthless we are on the show. We go, that's terrible. There's probably some jokes in it, but we better make sure that she's all right first.
Yeah.
That's literally how we think on this program.
Hang on a second.
I know.
I scanned the paper today to see if there was an update, but obviously no one cares.
No,
because it was there yesterday. She's been kidnapped today. People go, oh,
but is she Australian
she's
at the moment?
A good time.
Because sometimes she's Yugoslavian, sometimes then she comes back.
Oh, so we don't care unless she's
Australian. That's what I'm
saying.
Sorry.
I'm going to go on Serbian Talkback Radio tomorrow and I'm going to bring this up.
On Serbian radio. I hate it when people say mal instead of mall in Serbia.
Bad enough.
But I'll bring that up tomorrow with the Serbs.
Most people just assume her dad has kidnapped her. But look, we will wait till she's all right before we speak further. With England, of course, David Dickinson. I should just mention that angry and confused Tim Collins of Coburg has written to us in Victoria.
TC.
He signed up with a major cable TV provider's platinum package under the impression there would be some major entertainment from one David Dickinson, given the amount of stuff we say about him on this show.
Sizzle.
And I think dealing with Dickinson has finished. So he's gone and got all the gear.
Oh, no.
And no Dickinson.
What's he left with?
No.
Just hours and hours of Backyard Blitz reruns.
I don't know what Dickinson's doing at the moment. He loves to value
lollybag work.
Really?
Yeah.
He does like to value people's stools.
Mark's stool is first. Oh. Can Mark impress David and win back some respect?
There's nothing wrong with it. It's clean, it's presentable, it is ready to go. But it does seem
a little bit rich.
A little bit rich.
David's not overly impressed by the stool, but he's happy for it to go on the stand.
Well, when he says on the stand, of course, he's referring to...
We're going to have an eye-popping, cracking lot of kit on that stand.
I love how the guy chimes in. It's a bit rich. It is a bit rich.
But it's ready to go.
It's ready to go on the stand. I don't want to pick it up, though.
So, angry and confused Tim Collins, I hope you're happy. What are we doing? Oh, it's, well, get this, I think you're fine.
Yeah.
Brought to you by the Mercedes-Benz Vito.
What the
hell is
get
that?
Some more, can I get some warning, Rich?
Why are the Buggles promoting the Mercedes-Benz Vito? With their extended 3-year, 200,000-kilometre warranty.
Okay, now hang on a second. You can't tell me that all the things she said is in a better sting than Buggles.
I don't know. We do debate the big ones on this show. I guess we'll get to that in a moment. Let's get up the mountain.
Yes.
Talkback Mountain, where the big issues are decided. Now, Kenny Flanagan is part of something which has been baffling me for months. It's coming to the Crown Casino in Melbourne. The Palms at the Crown present Jason Alexander's Comedy Christmas.
George from Seinfeld.
George from Seinfeld. Not the racist one. Yeah. The other one.
No. Yeah. The one who still has a career.
Yeah.
What's he doing? I mean, why is he... I mean, I'm not saying he shouldn't be, but I mean, Jason Alexander, funny guy, very funny
hilarious
actor. George Costanza, one of the great comedy characters, but does he have an act?
Well, apparently he does. Apparently he's very funny and a big improv kind of person.
Okay.
And he sings a few numbers.
He's a Broadway guy as
he's
well.
He's Broadway,
so he's going to be doing a few numbers.
You guys doing a number together?
Everybody else in the cast is... but I'm not.
Is that right?
Oh, really?
Why didn't you get the note?
There's a big sort of musical number at the end, I think, and I'll sort of just be standing in the wings in case anyone forgets their words or something, just going, yeah, come on,
you
woo!
You come out and do your
doing
arm running
Don't
dance.
Rape Me chorus.
There we go.
Yeah, come on, this don't is... stare at my ass.
Stare at my ass.
Don't stare at my ass.
That's a great song. I love Don't Stare at My Ass. Have we got that coming up? It's not just
cat doll.
It's not just George Costanza and Kenny Flanagan.
No.
It's also Akmal, the Scaredies, Tom Gleason, and Rebecca D'Urnamuno.
Yes.
Oh, it's all going off, and that's in December.
And so there's stand-up comedy, and there's music, and then there's improv as well.
But
so,
why should Melbourne people have all the fun? You're on other places, are you not?
I am. I'm also on in Newtown at the Vanguard on the 19th of December.
Sydney?
Yeah, Sydney. And I tell you what, that is going to be a festival of me. So if you're not a fan of me, I wouldn't come to that show. That's one to miss if you're not a fan of me.
Right.
I'm going to be showing my short film. I'm going to be having my sister on as a support act doing some musical numbers.
How does that go?
Oh, it's going to be terrific. And then there'll be a whole lot of me as well. So
now when you say your sister, is it just, I better get my sister... And then you walk off stage, back on.
It's actually Tony's half-brother.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, he gets around.
Kitty Flanagan.
Needs a leg up.
Amazing.
My sister is a musician, and so she's going to do some numbers. Obviously, not of her choosing. Not
metal.
She'd like to do. But
Penny Flanagan.
Yeah, that's
fantastic
it. Yeah, see, there you go. Yeah. Penny Flanagan.
Great,
I should actually call
musician.
Her. Yeah, I should give her a name instead of just saying, my sister. My, it's all about me.
Good work, Rich.
I'm going to be on. My sister's going to be on.
Brilliant. How do you know this stuff, Rich?
Good stuff, Rich.
Penny Flanagan is one of the great Australian singer-songwriters. Huh?
I'm holding that up on a card for him to read out, just in case you were getting a bit arrogant.
Put the gun down, Kitty.
Not really.
Born in the small town of... we've got to talk about the other end of the entertainment pool. Theatre restaurants.
Yeah.
I love theatre restaurants.
Yeah. Where are you going, Anna?
Maybe I'll have that at my show as well. Some comedy waiters.
We're getting to you, Anna. Yeah. Storming out.
Going for some points.
The talk of theatre restaurants.
Gee, now
Anna
you
here.
Want it to be all about you. Festival of Anna.
There'll be a song. We go play Don't Look at My Ass. Then you'll be able to answer the phones. What is your favourite theatre restaurant in Cavalry?
It's Witches and Britches.
Oh, in Melbourne? I thought, or is it franchised around?
No, it's a Melbourne institution. Now, I've never been inside. I haven't had the occasion, but I went to one in Las Vegas. I went to the Excalibur casino, and they have the show. And you see it in the cable guy. They go to the same thing. And they sit you in different countries. And we sat in Austria because it sounded the most like Australia. Mm-hmm. And you eat a little chicken, with your hands. And they give you bread. And they have a sword fight. It's terribly staged, Rich. There is no. Like, I reckon the same guy wins every night because it's so wussy. And the guy playing Merlin comes up to us and he's like, and which section are you sitting in? And I thought, I'll just make a joke because I was sitting in with a huge banner across my head that said Austria. And I said, Australia. And he goes, I don't think so. And they booed me. My fellow Austrians booed me. And he was a wuss. Should have seen him. Tights, haircut, no skills. No skills.
Now, this was Witches and Britches LA.
Yeah, no, this is at Vegas.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mm. What about you, Tone?
Well, Melbourne is, every city that we go out in will have a theatre restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Melbourne used to have a lot more than it has now.
Yeah.
And at one point, I remember there
Are they dying out?
Yeah, well, I don't know if Tiki and John's Starship Crazy House is still going with its comical four-course cruise across the galaxy. And if you couldn't say that, you couldn't drive home. And there were several, I remember, that shared the same catchphrase, The Dungeon.
Yeah.
And, oh, there was another one, Alcatraz. Both invited
Alcatraz.
You to come and get locked in for the night.
Whoa.
There was Bunratty Castle. Oh, there was Nero's Fiddle out in the suburbs.
Nero's Fiddle.
That had, I think, Hey Doc, There's a Tilt in My Kilt with Joan Brockenshire was running for several years. Then Up Your Toga and followed by Up Your Toga 2. I want to know what the improvement was.
Further Up Your Toga. Oh,
wow. There was obviously Dirty Dicks.
Yep.
And
still going, I think, in Sydney, Dirty Dicks.
Hunchbacks.
Hunchbacks. Very medieval, these places.
The Cauldron.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot.
Anywhere telling you could eat to the beat?
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure there would have been.
Like that. Brisbane. Love to eat to the beat.
I went to one in Wollongong. They used to have one called Crazies. Obviously, that's with a K. Come on.
Of course. You know, and all the letters sort of on an angle, bumping into each other.
But I think they wanted to be careful not to specify exactly what the theme was so that the kids could just come in whatever costume they had ready. Because it was really quite low budget. So all the people they got, they were just basically whatever Amdram production they were in, they'd then turn up and go, oh, I've come as a monster.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they'd be serving the tables. And then they used to have the comedy on halfway through. They'd have a comedian doing a 20-minute set in the middle. And what was really disappointing is that people couldn't wait for the waiters to come back on and do their comedy songs. They were actually bored by the comedian and found these comedy waiters funnier than us. We're out there giving it 20 minutes of professional shtick, and these are my best bits, and then on come the waiters going, da-na-na-na-na, eat it, and they were just loving it.
That is as good as it gets at a theatre restaurant.
Crazies. Look it up. Crazy. I'm sure it's still
Rich.
There.
I've only ever been to one, which is the Night Train Theatre Restaurant in Adelaide. It's the only restaurant in Adelaide.
What's the theme, brother?
Get on board.
Yeah, it's horror, medieval horror, like lots of headless guys, mummies, Frankensteins, stand-up comics doing Andrew Dice Clay material.
that's what I used to do.
Blue.
The only night that I went, there was a drunk guy who wandered up on stage and started to pour at one of
them. Yeah!
Who
did he go for? Frankenstein?
The Pussycat Dolls.
No, really?
Fantastic.
Yeah, the night ended in a headlock.
It
was terrible. Not a good show.
Any like themed food, like eyeball soup or anything? Yeah.
No, not that I can remember.
I'm sure they do that at Dracula's.
Oh.
Yeah. There's one in Malvern in Melbourne, Victoria, called the Tivoli. It used to be Shufti's Tivoli.
Where is the fun in that name? Where is the fun in just the name the Tivoli?
Well, I don't know. They're actually sharing a building with a funeral parlour. I'm sure people who go past it every day would have spotted this. Oh. And there's so many jokes to be made. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There are just, and comedians love to try and think of jokes about that building, about how there's a funeral parlour and a theatre restaurant and you might go into the wrong one. Mm. And the only joke I've ever come up with, and it never gets a laugh, so I have the boing queued up, is that, I went to an open coffin funeral at the parlour. And just as they opened the coffin, we heard through the wall from next door, "All hail the beef!" Never gets a laugh. But, you know, there aren't many jokes about
weird
a funeral parlour and a theatre restaurant being in the same building.
Weird joke, don't.
But what other joke could you come up with?
I don't know.
You tell me what else there is with that material to work with.
Tony should do a bus tour.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's where I'll end up.
Martin's bus tour.
I'll end up like Kenny Kramer. Isn't it sad that Kenny Kramer has more than a career than Kramer these days? Isn't that sad?
Wheels turned. Now, we're bartering these days. Everyone who calls in gets a copy of a legal download.
Yeah, that's true.
But we're also bartering for them because they're so hotly contested. Nikki has told me officially, official guesstimate is there's 152 left to go.
Our album, our limited
edition album. Just giving it away. Now, Anna, have you got some sizzling hot things people are trying to barter for these albums?
Yep. Yesterday we had Joe called and he wanted to barter the Shark Game, which you guys were talking
about. The Jaws board game. So he's going to win because who else? Well, there was another suggestion yesterday which lost to that.
We've got baby chickens.
No, because I said how many? How many baby chickens?
Well, I don't know
Didn't
about
specify,
that.
Didn't specify. No.
Yeah, I think the Triple M hatchery has been closed down. I don't think we can continue to condone sending us live animals.
What else we got, Aaron?
Jessica. Yeah, I know. Jessica rang and she offered free food as well as playing Nintendo on a big plasma
screen.
Hang
on a second, I didn't hear this one. Free food. Did she specify?
No, she didn't specify. Well, and we've also got
if they're low GI options, she's a winner.
I'll call her back up.
All right. What else we got?
And we've also got a New Kids on the Block album from Scott.
Okay.
I particularly like this one from James.
Yep.
Who said he's taken a photo of a redback spider living in my electrical switch box.
Wow, that's got to be worth an album.
All right, send him one, that's good.
You better get back to the phones, yes. Anna.
Oh, thank you, Anna.
We want people to call up with, tell us a theatre restaurant you've been to. Anything that happened there.
Have you been in? Have you been part of a theatre restaurant? Did you work there? Do you want to open one? There we go. Would you like to open a theatre restaurant? What style would you open it in? And the dovetail today is... Did you know Rich when he was a kid? Give us a ring.
Okay, call now.
That's not true. 133353.
Oh, look, that's... Ding. Yes, that's enough of Evermore. It's Get This Around the Nation. Kitty Flanagan is here. Let's get straight up the mountain. And let's hit the theatre restaurant circuit. Ed Cavalier.
Hey, David, how are you?
Good, thanks, Ed. How are you?
Great, brother. Talk us through it.
Mate, I went to Dirty Dicks at Silverwater in Sydney.
Did you?
Oh, yes.
How was it?
And... I don't know what made me feel more ill, the jokes or comedy being done or the food.
Oh, look, that's probably offensive and defamatory.
But didn't you enjoy the wenches?
The wenches were great, but
the wenches. You go for the wenches.
That's what you're there for, the bawdy wenches.
Dusty Steins of me.
David, what was the occasion? What took you there?
I was actually a buck party, and I tell you what, best man was shot down.
Literally in the car park. Sorry, mate. You know the rules.
Now, when I've been to Dirty Dicks in New Zealand, one of the great things is no cutlery. Is that still the case here, or?
Oh, it was pretty grubby, yeah.
I mean,
and after a few beverages as well, it got very messy.
Yeah. So you want the no, you're just eating like it's medieval times.
Excalibur. Yeah. It was great. Thank you, David. Hello, Scott.
Excalibur.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
Good, Ed. How are you, mate?
Really good, mate. Talk us through it.
Oh, I went to a theatre restaurant in Newcastle.
Hello, called, Newcastle.
What was it called, mate?
K-O-F-M, yeah.
You're right.
Good on you.
It's called Kavom, K-A-V-O-M. It was like a Transylvanian kind of... And they're all dressed up and, oh, mate, it was just shocking.
Yeah, tell me, Scott, what took you there? What was the occasion?
Hey, dude.
Sorry?
My cousin's 18th.
Oh, your brother's 18th. And what was and what was the entertainment for the night, brother?
Oh, they were just like trying to sing and stuff, but they just couldn't.
Can I ask, are you parachuting out of a plane while you're talking to us?
No, just on loudspeaker, mate.
I don't understand. What's with Kavon? I mean, why not Dracula's or Witches and Breeches? What does Kavon mean?
Is it a play on?
I don't know. But there was like some really oversized one there too.
Oh, so it was massive kind of castle-looking thing.
No, I mean like...
Oh, it was like fat people's theatre restaurant.
One of them was, and she put on a bloody nurse's outfit.
Oh, okay,
come
now
on.
I see.
Fat nurses.
Now we're
sexy.
Getting somewhere.
All hail the nurse.
Thank you, Scott. Hello, David.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Yeah, really good. You're calling us from a bathroom, which is nice. And what happened to you, sir?
I went to Bawdy Bill's, actually, over in Pendle Hill for my Bucks night.
How'd you go?
Oh, quite good. Except for there was a chick there on her hens night, and I tried to climb her up.
Oh, and?
I didn't do any good, but I ended up getting tied up into a backseat of a taxi, taped up, and ended up in Lithgow somewhere.
Oh, right. Was that part of the show?
No, that was just my mate's bit of good gym, because I was absolutely obliterated.
That's a nice cab driver as well. Yeah. Just take this bound and gag man to Lithgow, would you?
And if you got the cast of Bawdy Bill's and set them against the cast of Dirty Dicks, who would win?
Oh, I don't know. I think Bawdy Bill's any day, mate.
Yeah.
They actually didn't put on a bad show, but the food was a little bit second rate.
What did you have?
Oh, God, I can't remember, mate. It was 20-odd years ago.
Okay.
Wow, the scars are still there, clearly, David.
Something else I'd like to bargain with you for an album.
Yeah, what?
My two daughters.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, 14 and 11, great little girls.
Okay.
What a classy man
you
are.
Thank you, sir.
Right.
Send them in.
Okay.
Teach them how to panel. Get rid of Rich. Awesome. Hello, Michelle. How are you?
Hey, how are you going?
Really good. What happened to you?
Well, I was in Hungary and I decided to go to this ancient restaurant and it was sold out. So we thought, oh, we'll go to the other one. And we ended up in a shopping centre, but it was in a really bad part of town where I went and asked directions for some people. And it was like the mafia that I was asking directions from.
Oh, well, they're very helpful.
But it went, oh, yeah, up the stairs, second level.
And where did you, and so what, and was it, and what happened when you got in there?
Well, it, the one we were at was really popular, so we thought, oh, we'll go to this other one. There's about three people in there, so we just ended up going to McDonald's instead.
Oh, right. What was the theme of this unpopular?
It was an ancient one, so I wouldn't normally go to a theatre restaurant, but I thought it was fun, you know, being in Hungary and, I don't know, Europe.
In Europe.
Ancient Hungary.
Ancient Hungary.
Yeah. I'm in Europe. What do you guys want to do?
Theatre restaurant. You know it. You know it.
Should we go to the Riviera?
Nah. Yeah.
Why?
Do they do the time warp in Hungary?
They've got real castles here, so let's go to a fake one and eat some dinner.
Hey, Michelle, thank you very much.
Is that it?
That is everyone today.
Oh, look, everyone.
That went really well.
Yeah, that was good. It's good to have a restaurant review from 20 years ago.
A bit ordinary.
Everyone gets a copy of Illegal Download. Yep. We're almost out of them, but one more week to go. Thank you for coming in, Kitty Flanagan.
Thanks so much for having me.
And obviously you're at the Palms at Crown in Melbourne in December with Jason Alexander, George Costanza from Seinfeld.
Yeah.
It's going to be an interesting old night.
You'll know, Kitty, she's the only one not allowed to sing at the end.
Yeah, I'm the one backstage.
What about Richard Marsden pushing buttons? Really? Hasn't he done a top job this week? Nicky Hamilton, our superb producer. Matt Dower. Somewhere in the building on the pots
and
pans.
How does he do it?
Anna on the phones.
How does she do it?
The knob jockeys around the
Chisel
network.
Merchants.
Ed Cavalier, how much fun is this? Only one more week to go this year.
What am I going to do with myself?
Oh, sandwiches, I think, is
you
the answer.
It.
And I think our key phrase today was simply, all hail the beef. It's a cue. We'll be back on Monday with Tex Perkins and Tim Rogers.
Classy.
And it's all thanks to the Mercedes-Benz Vito. All hail the Vito.
Now it's all out and you know.
The girl's happy.